I discovered the octave illusion in the fall of 1973. I was asking myself what would happen if you had one stream of tones in one ear and another stream of tones in the other ear. Would you perhaps hear the high tones going back and forth from ear to ear? Or would you maybe focus only on the tones in one ear, disregarding the tones in the other ear? I didn't know what would happen. Also, at the time, I was hoping to generate an illusion like the waterfall effect in Vision. So I produced a repeating glide that travelled over an octave range. And after hearing the repeating glide, I would play a tone of only one pitch, hoping that I would hear it as though its pitch was descending. But when I generated these repeating glides, I didn't obtain the effect I was looking for. So I generated a new pattern in which the same gliding tone was played repeatedly in both ears, except that the left ear glide would begin when the right ear glide was halfway up, and the right ear glide would begin when the left ear glide was halfway up. I hoped that this would produce the perception of continuously repeating glides. But to my amazement, I heard the upper part of the glide repeatedly in my right ear and the lower part repeatedly in my left ear. So I abolished the glide, and what remained was a continuous sequence consisting of a high and a low tone, except that when the right ear got the high tone, the left ear got the low tone, and vice versa. But when I listened to this pattern, I was absolutely astonished. I heard a single high tone in my right ear, alternating with a single low tone in my left ear. That is, my right ear heard high tone silence, high tone silence, while my left ear heard silence, low tone, silence, low tone. So, as a knee-jerk reaction, I switched the headphones around, expecting that the perceived locations of the high and low tones would reverse also. But I continued to hear the high tone in my right ear alternating with the low tone in my left ear. At this point, I was completely amazed. It seemed that I had gone crazy and was hallucinating something impossible in the real world. So I rushed into the corridor, grabbed everyone I could find, and convinced them to listen to this pattern. It was a relief to find that most people heard exactly what I did. So by the end of the afternoon, I must have informally tested about 30 people and convinced myself that I wasn't going crazy, but that this was an illusion that was quite unknown and must be telling us something new and possibly important about the way the brain processes sounds.